You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friska. This message was recorded on September 6, 2023, and is titled, Here or There. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
We've talked about it a lot in here. If you're afraid of dying, you'll never figure out how to live. And if you don't know what you'll die for, you don't know what you'll live for. How many of you men in here would die for your family? Perfect. Great place to start. That's a place of covenant. We'll just start right there. That's a great place to start. And he says right here, he said, for me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. We love that scripture. That part. You know, all during COVID and all the stuff, every time, you know, we talked about COVID, I didn't get to live during the Great Depression and I wasn't here during the Dust Bowl. We've had a couple of days of practice around here about the Dust Bowl, but didn't get to do it. So I don't really know what suffering is really all about. But man, have you noticed anymore that people have such a lack of knowledge of the Bible that any circumstance or any situation, we start crying out for the coming of the Lord and end times. Let me tell you about end times. They started the day Jesus rose from the tomb. Okay? But end times, and I just want to go be with Jesus. I want to go be with Jesus. Oh, really? So you've done everything necessary while you're here. And a hush falls over the crowd. Because Paul said, there's not a one of us in here knows Jesus as good as Paul. And he said, to live is Christ. To die is gain. Who doesn't want to go sit at the feet of Jesus and worship all day and in a place where there's no tears and there's no sorrow and there's no sickness and there's no disease? All the things that we've done to promote heaven. But what about life? To live is Christ. And he says this, but if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Fruit from my labor. I want you to think about that. You got to get to go home and read this stuff. If you're living, there should be fruit from your labor. And he says, yet what shall I choose? I cannot tell. For I'm hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. How many of y'all have ever endured the IRS? I have. Ugh, it's miserable. You won't do it twice. Once is enough. I just want to go be with the Lord. I didn't even know him very good then. And just anything but this situation, anything but this situation. Our niece that's laying up there and they're standing up there in Denver. 35, 6, 7, 8 days ago, whatever it's been. Was it, 39? It was her day to go be with the Lord. Yet I'm torn between the two. And yesterday, she writes on a board, I love my family. Just let that soak in for just a minute. 39 days ago, she had a ticket out of here. 39 days later, she writes on a board, I love my family. He said, I'm torn between the two. Having a desire to depart and be with the Lord, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. I just wonder about everybody that wants out of here. Are you no benefit to anybody? Is that why you want to go? You don't benefit anybody? If you listen to Coffee with the Colonel this morning, I talked about it a little bit, but my old buddy, Buddy Embry, when he was dying and we was laying there on the bed, and you know, he'd have probably changed some things. He had some health issues, and he thought just drinking some milk and biting on a stick would be okay, and finally didn't work out that good. We're laying on the bed, and I said, Buddy, are you upset about dying? He said, No, sir. I'm not afraid of dying. I said, ain't that crazy about leaving? We needed him. Still need him all the time, don't we? You look around, and he was needed. He'd made himself needed. Paul said, I'm torn here because I'm needed. I want to live to the glory of God in a way that I'm needed. I ain't no hurry to leave because honest and truly, I don't want to go anywhere because I think all hell's going to break loose here one of these days. And I think somebody's just been practicing a little bit, like old David, is going to have to steady the ship and not hit the panic button. We already practiced the last 3 years. We just steady the ship. Don't hit the panic button. Don't believe every stupid voice that comes down the pike. We're just going to listen to the Holy Spirit, and we're going to talk to God, and we're going to let God lead us through this, and we're going to be just fine. We're going to be part of a movement that's going to shake the earth and shake this nation, and it's going to cause a shaking in your own boots. Jesus, I got to stay, man. I got to be here. I think I'm needed. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you for all your progress and joy of faith, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Christ Jesus by my coming to you. I was thinking about this afternoon, and you know, when you hear of things just like that young man this week. I was preaching in 2014 at a rodeo arena in Portales when that young man came down to the front to give his life to Jesus. I ain't seen him since, I don't think, maybe once or twice. I'm a friend of the family. He gets killed in a motorcycle wreck. I'm home minding my own business. And you get the call. It's not about preaching a funeral. It's about being there in the moment, in the worst of times, for a family that's just had disaster happen, and somebody's got to come along and steady the ship. Somebody's got to come along and invoke the word of God. Somebody's got to come along and just simply pray and build confidence and give them some boldness to get through the day, because, you know, it's the worst day in their entire life. And to be real honest, there's times when behind my breath or to her, every now and then I'll complain. I was doing it one day in front of my girls. When I did it one for another young man a year or so ago, I was terrible. Didn't really even know him. And you get the call. Hey, we need you. And so I'm doing my thing. Why me? And both my girls. They said, who else is going to do it? Who else is going to do it? I'm done complaining. I want to be there when one of y'all has your disaster, or you've got questions, or you need prayer, or you just want to talk, and I want you to be there when I'm having the very same thing going on in my life. I want you to be there with my wife on the day they're figuring out what to do after I'm gone. I want everybody. We got to do this. You get what I mean? We can't be going anywhere because we need each other. We don't need me in this building so we can have a church service. That's just stupid. We need this so we have each other, because we got stuff to do and we're needed. We can't just sit around singing, "Come, come, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, you know, get us out of here. Beam me up, Scotty." That's why I'm telling you, the teaching is terrible, but Jesus is real. Jesus is real. And so though we might be torn between the two, God, it'd just be a lot easier if I just go be with Jesus. Can't. Because he first loved me, I love him. Because I love him, dadgummit, if I don't love y'all, even if your dogs bark. That's just a joke. That's not her dogs, but I'm not going to let her off the hook. She lives close enough to them. No, but really, I want you to think about that tonight. And when Robert Hunt and all them that came after him believed with all their heart, and they prayed and they made covenant on this soil, that never went away. That covenant still stands. That bilateral agreement is waiting on this generation to pick it up, to move with God in this, to go forward in this, to bring him glory. And no matter who preaches Jesus, for whatever reason, as long as Jesus is preached, it's okay. So the next time I get on my high horse, somebody remind me of that, would you? Okay? That's enough for tonight. Thank you, Murph. Because that right there, when I go in the morning at 8 o'clock, and I remind a room full of people who most of may not know Jesus at all, and I remind them of a covenant that was made in 1607, was ratified in 1620, that came to fruition in 1776 after a revival that began in 1740. When I remind them of the things that they don't know, God has always been in on this. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has always been in on this, and we are not waiting on him. He's waiting on us. Best news of the day. You got something else, Murph? Okay. Huh? Oh, you're arguing? Okay. I do marriage counseling too, but not tonight. I probably got some of my own going on after that glorious birthday present I bought her. I'll tell you the truth, though, real quick. 42 years of this, and she's had some of the most horrendous gifts. True story. All day yesterday, I wanted to send her flowers. Well, if you'll Google florist in Muleshoe, it talks about, well, I forget what the name of the flower shop was, but it says permanently closed. So then I went down, and there was some flower places that was like in Siberia or somewhere that would send flowers to Muleshoe, and I thought, those are really going to look like, I mean, this is going to be terrible. So I just gave up on the idea. So I just took her to Feed Barn and bought her a poop scoop. She was complaining about the one we had. It's got a thing broke and the handle ain't that great. And she likes to come down. We really do enjoy doing chores together down there. And then this morning she had the brand new thing and it worked really good. And I said, "How you like your poop scoop, you know?" And son of gun this afternoon, if girls didn't send her flowers. I said, "Where did they get flowers?" She said, "Farmhouse flower shop thing in Muleshoe." "Where's that at?" "Well, it's right where the other one was." "Well, I'll be a son of a gun." It just is not beneficial to be dumb as me but that she deserves better. But anyhow, she knows I love her with everything I got, and $27 pitchfork ain't going to fix it, but that's all she asked for, but that's the kind of woman she is. Anyhow, well, we've had a lot of really good time tonight. Go home and study on that out of Philippians. Really do spend some time in there. Let the Holy Spirit minister to you in that all of that area. Remember what we talked about tonight. Hold on to it. Write some things down. Habakkuk 2 says, write these things down so the herald would take it and it comes to pass. Be sure and get your mind around some of this. It's really important. So let's pray and we'll get out of here. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for a great night tonight. I thank you for what was uncovered through the Murphs tonight. And Lord, right there at David's tent, man, holy ground, our nation's capital. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you that this United States has a call in its life to generationally proclaim you, Jesus, and to live for the cause of freedom, to worship you, to serve you, to raise our family to your glory. And so, Lord, we give you praise. Help us, Lord, in this movement to bring our nation back to covenant with you. And we praise your holy name tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.